In Myanmar, most people are Buddhists, but the country is also home to a number of religious minorities, Catholics, Protestants, Muslims. That last group has lately been singled out for persecution, particularly the Rohingya in the West. But the country also has another group that's establishing a tiny toehold there. Naomi Gingold has a story from Yangon.
When Jamo Kin, who goes by the name Bart, was in ninth grade, he told his parents,
"I'm an atheist, so." They didn't even know atheism exists.
Today, Bart is 19. His mom knows about atheism now, but she still doesn't like it.
So she was like, "You're gonna burn in hell. One day you're gonna find yourself on a sidewalk, homeless. Allah is gonna punish you." Yeah, she says stuff like that.
Bart was raised Muslim, but even as a kid, he questioned everything. In Islam and the Quran, in the Buddhism around him, he read the Bible to see what it had to offer. But he says, in all of these faiths, people seemed like they were just robotically following rules, mostly out of fear.
I mean, when you read people like Nietzsche, or when you listen to people like George Carlin, they're really making a point. And those books are not.
Yes, he means the George Carlin.
When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest.
That's pretty much Bart's view, too. His name, by the way, does come from the cartoon character Bart Simpson. And the Burmese Bart has always had a bit of a rebellious streak, like the namesake. It started when he was young. He liked to draw a lot. He's actually an artist today.
I paint. I paint on walls. I paint on canvas. I do illustrations.
And he was always getting in trouble at school for drawing. During class, sometimes in books, teachers were always taking his drawing pads. He says it was a constant battle.
That's where the rebellious nature came from, I guess. The more they busted me, the more I would react. It became bigger and bigger from school to religion.
And there was one other thing.
In school, they would treat Muslim kids differently. The teachers and even the kids, they would bully kids. I got bullied for being Muslim.
Burma's had a Muslim minority for a long time, and there's also been discrimination for quite a while. Not just out west, where the persecuted Rohingya minority are, but even here in Yangon, Burma's main city. And recently, it's gotten a lot worse, with a growing strength of extremist monks who've been whipping up anti-Muslim sentiment. Bart has had plenty of Buddhist and Christian friends for years, but it all made him ask,
"Why am I Muslim and most people are Buddhist?" That's the question. Like, and why am I different? In a way that's not good.
As an artist, Bart wanted to be different, but different on his own terms. Religious roles felt wrong, so did societal ones.
If I met a racist person who doesn't like Muslims, they would treat me in a way. But now, I'm like, I don't have a religion. You guys fight over there. I'm just going to watch and eat my popcorn.
Bart's pretty confident in his views, but he also says,
"I'm not a militant atheist. I just don't convert people into atheists like missionaries. Thou shalt keep thy religion to thyself."
As for his art, Bart's still in college, but he's pretty respected in the local art scene as a graffiti artist. His crew goes by the name ROAR, R-O-A-R, Release of Artistic Rage. He's been featured in exhibitions. He gets commissions for all different kinds of art. For a 19-year-old, he's doing pretty well. And he says,
"Life is good, except relationships."
Recently, his girlfriend's mom broke up their relationship because she's a conservative Buddhist and Bart's parents are Muslims. Bart may have taken religion out of his personal life, but in Myanmar, sometimes it still finds him. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Yangon.
You're listening to The World.